Nicola Cassidy's on the line. Is she a mudslinger this afternoon, or is she feeling a little bit more clean? Nicola, good afternoon.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm talking about Glastonbury. You've just made your way for the last number of days through the mud. Was it muddy?
Really muddy this year, yeah. One of the worst years I think they've had with the mud. I think it was to do with the weather in the lead up to the festival. The ground was very wet and very muddy. But I was there in 2011 and I thought the mud was worse then, just a bit stickier. But whatever way it works. So it was very muddy, but it was okay.
Oh, Nicola. And I know you were to go another time, but there was the little matter of a baby on the way and you couldn't go. And that was a lovely year. So you've been bad mud in 2011, some mud in 2016. Well, what about the festival? What was the highlight for you?
I think I had a highlight every day. On the Friday, Muse were brilliant. They played the main stage, Pyramid Stage, on the Friday. And they're kind of really heavy rock. Really, really good show. Then on Saturday, I skipped Adele. I didn't kind of fancy her. And we went up to a show in a place called Arcadia. And that's like a, it's almost like a Cirque du Soleil type of thing. A big monster spider comes out and it's flamethrower and acrobat. So we went to that on the Saturday and that was amazing. And on Sunday, Coldplay then was obviously a highlight, I think.
Oh, yes, I watched
Coldplay. Did you see it on TV yourself?
I watched Coldplay last night and I thought, Nicola, they were just fantastic. I have to say about Adele, she was great and she was so personable, but I don't know, I just didn't think she was 100% on her game. Were they talking about that there, no?
No, I suppose the reaction of people that I heard that went thought she was very good. I'd heard there was a lot of crowd problems at it. There was a huge amount of people went to see her, so kind of glad I skipped it then. But for me, I just think she wasn't somebody that attracted me as a Glastonbury kind of headline act anyway. I've come for the heavy rock and the big thing.
She's a rock chick.
Mellow. It's too mellow for me.
Rock chick, Nicola Cassidy, speaking on Late Lunch this afternoon. Oh, Coldplay were fantastic last night. And I thought bringing in the last of the Bee Gees and the guy who set up Glastonbury, didn't he have a song with them as well?
He's so popular. Like, he's such a legend. So for him to come in, he sang really well as well. Mm. So that was brilliant. And did you see the armbands? I don't know how they came across on TV, but they were all day giving out the armbands that we could all. So you really felt part of the show then. You're wearing these armbands.
That's
that lit
right. Oh my word, it was spectacular when you looked at it on television last night as the darkness fell and you could see everybody in the audience as well. It really did work, I have to say. Now, coming back to Glastonbury, I was just reading 175,000 people go to the festival. The tickets were £225 each. I worked that out at 40 million in terms of gate receipts for the show. Is it worth every pound?
100%, Jerry, because if you go to any concert in Ireland, you pay up to €100 just to go and see one person. And if you do it in a really fair way, you pay a deposit of £50 back in October, and then you can save up for whatever, you know, to pay it the next March or April. So it doesn't feel like a big whack to come and pay it. So the festival really runs for about five days. And if you break that down, because even though the festival starts Friday to Monday, people go in earlier and there's entertainment on from Tuesday, Wednesday on. So I don't think that's expensive. And for what you're getting, like, look at all the apps that are on. It's absolutely worth it. Yeah, for me anyway.
So once you pay in, everything else is looked after. You can go to any of the stages,
anything
of
you
the
want.
Shows.
And it's a really relaxed atmosphere. Once you can bring in all your drink or, you know, whatever, you don't have to go and buy at bars the way some of the Irish festivals work. So you can do it as cheap as you want. I mean, some of the girls we were with had little cooking utensils and they were making up their rice, and you know, I don't see it as an expense at all. I think it's a very reasonable price.
And with the damp weather you had, were you camping it? Was it a tent you were staying in? And,
we were slumming it, Yeah, but we were camped very close to the Pyramid Stage, so I could sit outside my tent and see the stage. So if I didn't want to go down to the arena, I didn't have to.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so, but that's now, I was with very experienced festival goers. One of the girls that's her fifth time there. So the more you go, the more you get to know what's the best thing to be doing, you know.
Now, 175,000 people to be fed and all your needs looked after in terms of bathroom, etc. on the site. It works very well. Were you happy with that side of arrangements?
Oh, are you ever happy with a long drop, Jerry? I don't know. They did something different this year. They took away the portolets. They're, I think, experimenting to see if that would work better. I don't know. It's not something I even want to kind of remember now. It's gone. Not ideal. I think it's harder on women than fellas, you know, for obvious reasons. But, you know, deals are doing GPs at 150, so you don't have to use facilities if you don't want to.
So, look, it is a challenge to deal with all that's required.
You kind of have to come with the attitude that you're just going to get on with it. It's a bit of a slog, and, you know, the muck is there, the portaloo situation, but once you get past that and you get into the vibe, you know, I mean, I would have thought I was pretty high maintenance, but not anymore. You just get on with it, and you're there to have a good time, and, you know, you go in with that attitude.
It knocks the edges off you. Anyone you saw, you know, apart from the headline acts that impressed you, or anyone you wanted to see?
We saw Fatboy Slim. He was really good. But you see, there's loads of things going on. It's more like it's quite like an arts festival as well. We took a walk on the Saturday around the whole arena, and there was an orchestra playing with, you know, a DJ. There were beatboxers. Then you'd walk up, and there was like a rumba class going on in the Latin Quarter. So it's just going on all the time. And I think that's why people go back, because you don't get to see it all in the first year. And they're always adding to it. So it's not just about music. There's loads of different entertainment, and a good lot of family entertainment as well. Although I wouldn't bring my kids in the muck. There was people pushing kids through and bogies in the muck. I don't know what they were doing, but, you know.
Not for children, is what you're saying.
Well, they do have kids entertainment, but I just wouldn't do it myself.
Horses for courses. I'm not being disrespectful to children, but I know what you're saying. Do you know who I loved? Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. I thought they were brilliant. I was watching them on television.
No, I didn't see that. When you're watching it on TV, you see a lot more. You see a lot more of the music.
Yeah, they were fantastic. I think it was the song, Nicola. I need never get old. I think that's what probably hit a nerve with me, why I love them so much.
That's like everybody at Glastonbury, they never get old.
There you go. That's the whole thrust and ethos of the festival. Anyway, look, I saw that you were there, and I wanted to touch base with you. I think it's something very special, very wonderful, and you've been there number two. Will you go back?
I will go back. Would you go, Jerry? Now you're going to go next year.
I'd love to go. I have to say,
yeah, I think
love to go to it.
I'll take a break. I won't go next year, but maybe the year after that. Now, they're supposed to be moving it. Actually, they're supposed to move the venue. I heard.
Really?
Yeah. To see how that works out, you know. Yeah, I'd say they're going to expand it. I'd say they're going to move it and make it bigger.
Maybe even bigger. Well, it's so unique and so special where it is, and you have experienced it. You're at the airport, I know. Thank you for taking our call. Safe journey home, Nicola.
Thanks, Sherry. Bye.
Take care of yourself. That's Nicola Casti there, who was at Glastonbury the weekend. It is some festival.